Blog Talk Radio.
If you really want more, bring it on louder. Is it on the floor? Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming, I'm more and more. Cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. So captivating when I get it on the floor. I know y'all been patiently waiting. I know you need me, I can feel it. I'm a beast, I'm an animal. I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher, I'm the closer, winner. That's when I'm
back. Today's show is actually going to be a little bit on the serious side because in Minnesota, four police officers basically murdered someone. They had him pinned on the ground. They had one person kneeling on his legs, another person kneeling in the middle of his back, and another cop kneeling on his throat. He was begging the officer to get off him, saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." He eventually became unconscious and they carried on still kneeling on him. They knelt on him right up until paramedics showed up and he died. Now there's protests going on in Minneapolis and a lot of them are being streamed live on Facebook right now. I watched one that was at the police department and the police has got people are protesting. Yeah, they're protesting. And the cops who were there were shooting tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowd. They hadn't done anything. They hadn't promoted violence, nothing. that the police took it upon themselves to shoot tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowd. The other protest that I'm actually watching right now is outside the home of one of the police officers who killed this gentleman. They started protesting there last night when the video came to light. And the protests, you know, apparently the family are inside scared for their lives, as they should be. The guy tried ordering food last night, and every time the food showed up and saw the protest, they asked what the protests were there for. They told delivery drivers left. They're chanting outside the house various things, including Black Lives Matter, breathe over and over, and they haven't let up. They've been doing this 24/7. The guy actually now has armed police officers around his house. We're actually pointed out, someone's pointed out that they haven't spotted one black police officer involved in this. And I'm thinking, like, the neighbors now are going to be wishing that this cop never moved to their neighborhood. The other thing that has come from this is there's people making comments on the photo and the video of the guy as he was killed, saying one less monkey in this world, one less and then the N-word in this world, kill all and then the N-word. So a group that I belong to has been going through those people's profiles, finding where their jobs are, and sending screenshots of everything they're saying for their jobs. So far, 5 people have lost their jobs because of it. And to me, that's a good thing. No firm, no company, no business, no one should be supporting anybody who believes in the rhetoric that black people's lives are worth nothing. The trouble is, this is an ongoing battle that has been going on for years. People think that it died down, that it got resolved. Decades. People think, I'm going to change away from this because it's actually pretty loud. I'm going to turn it down. People actually think that, you know, it died down and things were okay after the protest for Martin Luther King and that lot. Nothing changed. Nothing really changed. The difference between then and now is now we have social media. Now we have people with phones on their cameras, basically that too. Cameras on their phones, and they're able to show what has been going on. They've been able to show what is being covered up. And yeah, the court system is still really shitty. We all remember the Rodney King incident where it's on video. This man is being beaten alive, like just being beaten. And the jury, but the jury are like, oh, not guilty.
I know, but you still got paid for it.
He did get paid for it.
But like $5,000 for every blow.
Yeah. But even still, it should never have happened. And the thing is that the more these things go on, the more we need to see what's going on, the more that corrupt officials need to be held accountable for their actions. You know, it's not a case of, oh, this just happens in this area and this just happens in that area. You know, it go sit near the fan. It's a case of this happens all over, and we're just seeing it now. The other thing that is absolutely just me going, it just really gets me going and annoyed, is these self-righteous white people. And I'm going to say white people because it is 99% of the time fucking white people who will come out and they'll see. For example, this past week, this is what's happened. Black delivery driver working for, I'm not sure which delivery company, I think it was UPS, something like that, delivered in a gated community. As he was trying to leave this community, a white man blocked him in and called the police on him. He was a delivery driver.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
thing. Yeah, the guy was smart. He turned on his phone. He started recording everything that went on. That showed he did not leave his truck because the guy who made the phone call to the police said he's getting out of his truck. He never left his truck. He left his seatbelt on. Eventually, he drove off. He drove to another area, pulled over, called the police department and said, I was able to leave. This is where I am, so you can come and talk to me. Just, I think it was 2 days ago, a man who was also a professor at a university went out. Bear with me, I'm just sharing the link on. Went out bird watching in a local park. Apparently this particular park is notorious for having bird watchers there because people who go there are not allowed to have their dogs off a leash. So you haven't got to worry about dogs chasing after birds and stuff. A gentleman was, I say he's a black man, he is a professor, was at this particular park and saw a woman with a dog off her leash. He asked her politely, can you please put your dog on the leash? She started saying, leave me alone, leave me alone. He said, I'm asking you to put your dog on a leash. Your dog has to be on a leash. She called the cops and said that he was threatening her life. This is the bullshit that goes on for a lot of black men and a lot of black women. I'm actually going to try and find the video just so that I can play you what was said. Let me... Woman calls cops in park. Okay, this is it. I'm going to play it. I mean, she's been fired from her job now. And also, she put a public apology. To me, it's too little too late. You know what I mean? Here we go. Let me see if you can actually hear this. Do you want to turn the volume off of the TV a minute?
I'm sorry, I'm in the limb, and there is a man up at convention parking lot. He's recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African American man. I'm in the park. He's recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
It says, Christian Cooper said he was bird watching when he asked Amy Cooper to put a dog on a leash. The two are not related. They have the same last name. He says, look, if you're going to do what you want, I'm going to do what I want, but you're not going to like it, which Amy Cooper said scared him because she didn't know what that meant. Christian Cooper says he pulled out some dog treats he keeps to get dog owners to put their dogs on leashes.
Please don't come close to me. Please don't come close to me. Please don't come close to me. Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
The woman said, I think I was just scared, and I want to publicly apologize to everyone. I'm not a racist. I did not mean to harm the man in any way, adding that she didn't mean any harm to the African-American community. This is Christian Cooper's video.
Has been, quite significant. And some of the messaging, I am told, has been death threats, and that is wholly inappropriate and abhorrent and should stop immediately. I think her apology is sincere. I'm not sure if in that apology she recognizes that while she may not be or consider herself a racist, that particular act was definitely racist.
He said when the officers responded, neither of them were present and no arrests were made. Amy Cooper has been fired by her employer. Following, this is what they say, Franklin Templeton's the company said, following our internal review of the incident, we have made the decision to terminate the employee involved. We do not tolerate racism of any kind at Franklin Templeton. So that's basically what happened in that incident. I'm going to see if I can find truck driver. Refused. And see if I can bring that the other one up. Nope, not that one. Because, you know, oh, AJ's back. Delivery driver. Just called. Right, can you turn the light on while you're up? Wait, man. I'm gonna say, can you turn the light on for me while you're up? Okay, so I'm going to bring up this other video. And this one's a little bit longer. So let me just bring this up. And I'm you may have a hard time hearing it all. But I want to get the point across that, you know, it's 2020 and this bullshit is still going on. So let me just, here we go. Oh my gosh, it's not letting me. Oh wow, this is weird. I'll read you the article because it's not actually letting me bring it up. So I'm going to read you the article. It says a black delivery driver who was blocked from leaving a gated community in Oklahoma by multiple white men who demanded to know why he was there said he believes the incident was racially motivated. When a white man, homeowners association president, blocked his path with his car and asked him what he was doing on private property. The Miller started broadcasting live while remaining in his vehicle. I'm trying to leave and I got super neighbor over here blocking me in. Miller says in the video, the car blocked him in while he was trying to make a U-turn. If I go around and I'm going to go onto somebody's property and I don't want a bad situation worse. He was joined by another man who was not identified. The two pressed Miller for information about how he got in. I don't have to tell you shit, Miller says. All we want to know is why you're here and who gave you the gate code. That's all we need to know. Later in the video, Stewart calls the police to retract the report he filed against Miller after speaking with the delivery man's customer. Miller is seen crying while waiting to speak with the police himself to find out if he's clear to leave. He said that he called the cops back and let them know that everything was clear, but he didn't want to leave and have it seem like he was fleeing. He was hesitant to information, and the incident would not have happened if he was white. I don't know what prompted him to do that or what has happened in that neighborhood for him to respond that way. I just did what I did to not make a bad situation worse. And this is what the whole problem is that, you know, people are trying. They're trying to do their job. Just get my mic for a second. Okay. Well, the subs didn't come with fries. Hold on 1 second, and we will be back.
Boy meets girl. You were my dream, my world. But I was blind.
And we are back. As I said, this isn't the usual cheery show that, you know, we normally do. But I did feel we had to address some of the points of what is going on in the world. You know, the love of my life is a black guy. And every time he leaves the house, I'm scared. I'm scared because he's a black man leaving my house. I'm scared because cops don't need a reason to put him in handcuffs. He's been detained a couple of times for looking like someone they were after and they ignored his ID. And said they didn't believe that was his ID. We've been pulled over because he's a black guy. I'll give you an example. We went to my friend Maggie's a couple of years ago. Driving along. Wasn't breaking the speed limit. Cop drive towards us. Went about half a mile down the road and turned around. I saw him in the rearview mirror. I went, he's turned around, coming back. AJ said, no, he isn't. Mike was with us. No, he won't be coming back. This cop literally chased us. And we weren't fleeing from him, so before anybody says anything, because he was that far behind us that it took him a while to catch up with us. We'd gone about 2 miles, hadn't we, before he actually pulled us over. He's like, do you know why he pulled you over? I went, nope. Your plate's expired. He wouldn't have seen that from the front of the car. He would have seen it from the back of the car, which he wouldn't have seen until he pulled around. So that's basically what it's like for us in the car. I'll give you another example. Driving a truck. Robert was 9 years old. He's in the truck with us. Pick up furniture from Walmart for him. Going through Oak Creek, we get pulled over. It was a ticketable offense. Loud muffler, the such like. Female cop pulls up, says, are you going to issue a ticket? White male cop, no, I'm taking him in. She went, why? It's a ticketable offense. No, I'm taking him in. Came up to me, are you hurt? Is he keeping you, holding you two against your will? Check his one, because if he's, he might have mine. No, this is my one. Tell him what's in it.
Turkey, ham,
so you say roast beef? So, give these to Mike as it's been coming fries. And some fries. So, as soon as they're asking, is he holding you against your will? I said, no. Is he hurting you? No. Is he sex trafficking you? No. I said, we live together. Are you sure he's not holding you against your will? Once I convinced them that I wasn't, he then cop then said, where's your ID? Said, in my bag. Instead of asking me to give him my bag, he ripped my bag out my hand and proceeded to go through it. Then told AJ, well, we can't find any details on her. We're going to have to take her as well. Eventually, they found my food stamp card and were happy because it's a government issue card. They took AJ. The cop actually drove our truck into a parking lot, the park and ride, left the keys in the ignition and the car unlocked. The female, I was there with Robert and two dogs at the time. The cop said she has to make her own way home. Female cop, thank God, had an element of kindness and said, called her boss and said, can I take them home? We're on the way home and I asked, what was the problem that he said he couldn't find you, me, in the system? Her response was he couldn't find you in the system because he was looking for someone with criminal conviction. He wasn't looking for your name. And you don't have any. I was like, no, I don't. And he said, she goes, well, it's weird because a lot of white women who are with black men have criminal convictions. I mean, there's been a whole long list of issues that have been, I wouldn't say necessarily with Milwaukee police, but with suburban police. And it is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. I have two black men in my home who, whenever they leave, I live in fear. Faced with a fucking gun, excuse my language, and was robbed. But my fear is that they're going to be mistaken for the wrong people. And this is why these riots and everything are going on, because people have had enough. They've had enough. There are too many innocent people dying. For fuck's sake, a woman was in her own home, had her lights off, but was watching TV. How many of us have sat in our own homes with lights off watching TV? The cops showed up at the house. They didn't knock at the door. The cop saw somebody moving in the living room, so unloaded his gun through the fucking window and killed her. Another cop executed a search warrant on the wrong house, okay? Shot and killed the woman who was in there. They didn't announce themselves. They just busted open the door, saw a woman get up and scream and go for a weapon, who they both actually, their husband and the wife, had licenses for these weapons. Went for a weapon, killed her. They still didn't announce who they were. The husband grabbed his weapon and fired a shot at the police officers. He was arrested and charged with attempted murder of a police officer. It's only because one of the other police officers had his vest cam on that this all came to light, and the charges eventually were dropped against the gentleman in question. Another prime example of how racist the fucking judicial system is this. You had a white guy get a woman drunk, rape her behind a garbage can. Two white guys stopped the attack, were so horrified by what happened, both what they saw this guy doing to this woman. Both these men are in therapy. Okay? They called the cops, helped this woman out. When the guy went to court for it, he was found guilty. The judge gave him a 3-month sentence and said, I'm only giving you these 3 months because you're a good kid with a bright future ahead of you, and this was just a lapse in judgment. For raping an unconscious woman, guys who rescued this woman beat the guy up who did the rape. They received a year's probation, which was a longer sentence than he got. Now, same judge, a month later, black guy was in there for attempted sexual assault. Okay, actions. Same age as the white guy, same college as the white guy, star athlete, same as the white guy. Received 7 years in jail for a lesser charge. That right there is the reason why there are so many fucking problems in this world. And it's absolutely, absolutely. And it's not, it's an ongoing thing. And people are saying, I was saying before you came back, people are saying, well, it died down. Racism wasn't that bad before. No, it's always been there. We just got phones now with cameras. Well, when we see shit going on, we can get our phone out and start recording it. There are people who have had enough. We had in Milwaukee alone a man who was mentally ill, who was asleep in Starbucks outside park. Red Arrow Park. They said, because you send the police for a wellness check. We don't know if he's sick or hurt. The cop, first cop came out and said, no, he's okay, he's asleep, giving him a coffee and everything, it's okay. A second police officer said, I will go to that location. He was told by dispatch, do not go there, it has been dealt with. No, no, I'm going. Do not go there, it has been dealt with. He went there. It had already been reported they had a possibility this man had mental health issues. The man was schizophrenic and off his medication. The cop then tried performing an illegal search, and the man flinched and jumped, and the cop shot him, saying, I thought he was going for a weapon. What fucking bullshit is that? When you're a cop and told not to go somewhere, you follow orders. Then we had the other incident at the lakefront, if you remember, where the guy, he was being pulled over by the cops. Yes, he should not have ran. He should not have sped up and tried outrunning the cop car. But what right did it give those cops to get out those cars further up and instead of blocking him in, open fire on his vehicle?
One cop that came very close to him and just
shot him in the head. We had Mayfair or Brookfield, where the guy was sleeping in his car because he'd been driving all those hours, and he pulled over to get us to take a rest, which, let's be honest, isn't everybody told to do that? Rest if you slept too long. He pulled over to take a rest. Somebody was concerned. They saw a man in a car. The cop didn't question him. The cop went up there, saw the guy wake up and start fidgeting around, fired into the car and killed him. The riots here in Milwaukee, where the guy was running away from the cops, he didn't pull out a gun, he didn't do anything, and the cop fired at him from back, while the kid's back was turned.
He
was jumping over a fence. What the fuck is going on that this is acceptable? It's not acceptable. Right. And if you've got a guy in a car who's fleeing you, block his car. Put out the spike tracks. Don't shoot into his vehicle. Anywho, before I start really cussing people out, because it's going to get that way in a minute, I'm going to play a song and we'll be back.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. jamming. Wake up with no jamming. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that salmon. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it
me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Say you want a good time. But here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Talk to me,
baby.
Over to AJ, because I can't tell you what it's like to be a black man in America.
Boo, boo.
I can tell you what it's like to be an immigrant in America. We can do that another day.
Boo, boo.
But I'm going to pass you over to AJ, who can tell you what it's like being a black man in a very prejudiced city.
Boo, boo.
Well, it's not just the city. Because the city is not that bad, but just the suburban and everything out of the county is bad. Well, except for Madison, but everything else is just, it's just bad. Like, you know, there's a person that's doing good, and suddenly, you know, you got police stopping them just because they want to.
Say about that night when you got arrested leaving work, Bradley's dinner.
Yeah, I was waiting on the bus. Then suddenly, like, cop came up. It was just like, what's your name? And I told him my name. It was like, I don't believe you. You got the same description as the guy that we were looking for. So, they arrested me anyway.
Now, bear in mind, I'm at home waiting for him to come home from work.
Let me get this straight. They didn't ask for no ID. They ain't ask for no identification. Just because you look like a certain somebody, that's what they arrested you for?
Not until I was there for like about an hour. And I kept telling them, like, you must have the wrong guy because I just came from work. And it just.
Which they didn't believe?
No, they didn't believe it, but they finally, like, took my ID and looked through my ID. And just saying, like, okay, we apologize, we got the wrong guy.
Yeah,
now, bear in mind, he wasn't given a phone call or anything to call anyone.
And that could have been knocked out in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Instead of 2 hours. All they had to do was, you look like the description of a suspect we're looking for. Can we see some ID stuff?
Yeah, this was at the time when the 15 wasn't running as it is now.
Yeah. I'm at home. We lived in South Milwaukee at the time. And he was due home by 11. He's already texted me saying, leaving work, because I told him when he was working at Bradley Center, I'd be like, let me know when you're on your way home from work and I'll get you dinner ready. So he did that religiously.
Right.
Told me he was on his way home. Knew what time the buses were running. 11 o'clock came. Didn't make it home. Looked at the time thinking, you know what? There was sometimes you would miss that 15 if it arrived early.
Right.
And of a nighttime, there were times that it did. So I knew that by 11:30 he would be home. 11:30 came. He wasn't home. Midnight came. He wasn't home. 12:30 in the morning came. He's not home. I called his, texted his mum. So this is where it gets even more twisted. His mum's like, well, have you called anybody? I said, I called a couple of people who work with him because I had Jeff's number. And what's her name? Who you used to work with? You dated her for a little while.
No, I can't remember her name. I know she's going
her daughters used to come by her.
Oh, no.
I messaged her. He'd already left. So we're like, okay, what the hell's going on? His mum started calling police districts, literally all the way from downtown Milwaukee to South Milwaukee, because, you know, where it could be anywhere. This is the response we got. No one's been arrested, and nobody fit in that description or that name, is it, any of our districts. So right there, we're worried. Call the hospitals. His mum literally was driving the bus route all the way, looking in buses. Nothing. And if you remember, by the time you got out of there, your phone was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't even tell me what was going on. Was that the night that you had to walk home because you missed the buses?
Yeah, because at the time, the 15 was only running to like
one or something. So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. We're still calling up the cops.
Right, and I forgot what distance they took me to. It was the one on Lincoln. I remember that, but I just forgot what district that was.
So we're calling literally everyone, trying to find where he is. Your brother was out looking as well, if you remember, because me and your mum were panicked as to what was going on. He walks in the door, 5:15 in the morning. As you can imagine, he was upset. You were tired. You were cold.
Yeah, that was a long walk. From that district in Lincoln all the way up to
South Milwaukee. And the sad part of it all, as Mike just said, all that needed to be said is, excuse me, sir, you fit the description of someone you're looking, have you got any ID on you?
They didn't ask that.
Now, that's the whole you're guilty until you're proven innocent bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so wrong. The sad part is that could happen anytime. Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to say all cops are like that, Because the day you actually went into because of mental health issue, the police, Mike could testify to this, there was like four cop cars out here. There was two police officers on the phone getting warrants from a judge to track your phone. There was cops who had phone numbers of everybody I gave them to, like your mom and all this lot, trying to get hold of people who they know where you could have been.
Right.
When you showed up, they had, when you showed up, they had just got the order to be able to track your phone. They were getting in touch with the local news channel to get your photo out there. So I'm not saying all cops are bad. Because also those cops that you lit the bitterly, you were given a choice, go voluntarily or they were going to take you. But they still made sure you got to where you need to. That one police officer was like, okay, you stay here with me and let me go get you a T-shirt, didn't they? They let me run up here, get you a T-shirt and all this lot. So not all cops are bad. The problem is that the voice of the bad cops are screaming louder than the voices of good cops. The problem is we've got generations of black kids who are growing up and have grown up to be fearful because of a handful of bad police officers.
Right. It's sad that, you know, that it is that way. From good cops, you know, out there playing basketball with the kids, and
right.
Yeah, bad ones that just like just look like they're just trying to look for extra pay just
well,
to
look at the prime example. I'll give another example, and this is something I witnessed out our front door. Two incidents. One group of kids were playing down the block from us, playing basketball. All ran into the street, cops going along. Pop got out, handed them a ball, said, is this your ball? And they're like, yeah, are you going to shoot us? And he said, I'm going to shoot some hoops with you, but I ain't going to shoot you. The cop spent 25 minutes of his time out there playing basketball with these kids. Had a great time. The cop then came back, hour and a half later, with two brand new basketballs for the kids because the ball they were playing with was crappy. That's how you please. Then a completely different incident. A group of girls were out here after school one day trying to cross the street. There were so many cars going by. They're waving at a cop because they weren't older kids. I was going to say they were like 10 and under. They waved at the cop. The cop started quizzing them like they were on trial. Another police officer showed up and took over for the situation. Now you've got three little girls who are crying and two older ones who are shaking. And the cop said, what's the matter? And they went, he scared us. He said we were doing bad things. And they went, he goes, why did you wave the cop, Danny? They went, because we couldn't cross the street and we were scared to cross it by ourselves. Isn't that what we try to tell our kids? When you're in danger, or if you need help crossing the street and there's a police officer around, ask for help. This is why help isn't ever asked for. So apart from me going on a rambling rampage, what are your thoughts on that video that went around that caused all these protests and everything?
It was just like, it wasn't really necessary for all of them cops just to pull them down. But I saw a video today of them, like, you know, they cuffed them earlier.
And then nailed on it.
Right.
They cuffed, went unconscious.
Right, and he was just saying, like, I'm breathing,
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. And it just like why they didn't listen, why they didn't pay attention.
And the fact that there was blood coming out of his nose and mouth.
Yeah, and that's what somebody was mentioning,
and if
too.
You look on there, you see him urinating because there was a trail of pee going down there. The cops still nailed on it. The paramedics to him, you've got to get off him, you've got to get off him, before they fucking moved. They're saying he died at the hospital. He was dead on that ground.
Yeah, he was, because he wasn't moving. Like, okay, he got quiet.
Yeah.
And then something's up. And
they killed him.
Yeah.
And why did it take the mayor of Minneapolis to come out and say to the police, person in, like, the chief of police, to fire these officers? It shouldn't have taken that to have happened, for it to have happened.
Like, it was an incident like that happened here, like, years ago. Like,
yep.
The dude was, like, in the back of the police car saying he couldn't breathe. He couldn't breathe.
Yep.
Yeah, you know how hot in the back of those police cars, the vans.
Yep, and he died. Died in the back of there. He suffocated.
Right. And I think they did, well, I think your family did sue him.
The family did, yeah. It was for undisclosed out much of the department.
And like I said, I'm just surprised they didn't teach him a lesson from, because yeah, you got that other incident with the
learn.
That's the whole thing. It's not a learned thing anymore. You know, it really isn't.
So what we want to do is we're
going to
end the show now. AJ has shows coming up.
Yeah, I do apologize for not doing the show yesterday. I overslept. When I got up, I was like, okay, it must be close to 10. I found out it was 10:33.
So, you know, we'll apologize for that, but he does have a show coming up. And we're also, you know, just put out there, just to let everybody in Minneapolis know that we're supporting what's going on with Sammy. Just put up a post that says, I can't breathe, and then hashtag Black Lives Matter. Because that's the other issue. There's so many people saying, well, all lives matter. Yeah, but it's not all lives that are getting killed for no fucking reason.
Exactly.
And when you say you support Black Lives Matter, you're saying you support everybody's life. Because right now, and I apologize to the two men in my living room right now when I say this, the mentality is still that black lives do not matter and that black men and women are low on the totem pole of life.
Right, and well, like you said, every life should matter, but like she said, like, they act like black lives don't matter. I think they like that with certain, like, race, like Mexicans and, yeah, just blacks and Mexicans.
Well, Native Americans have been given a pretty damn hard time in the world as well. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, especially.
Let's be honest. If you, the whole thing, if you aren't white in this country, if you're not white in this country, you're a problem to this country as far as people in a, like, higher up position.
Mm-hmm. And this is, as they said, the most segregated city of them all.
So on that note, please just put up the sign that says, I can't breathe, and then hashtag Black Lives Matter, just to show support for what went on. Because I hate to say it, you never know when shit like this is going to reach out.
Exactly.
I hope it never does in my family. I really hope it never does.
Well, just hopefully that the instance that happened here will be the end of it for this city, but it doesn't end everywhere else.
Right,
hopefully.
But we've got to work together to stop it.
Exactly.
White people, and I'm going to speak on behalf of white people.
You're British.
I know I'm British, but I'm... So look at me, unless you hear me speak, I'm white. White people have got to stop hiding behind their fucking curtains in their house and stand up and support the black community. Simple as that. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a black person being done wrong by someone, by a cop or by an official, stand by and stay there and film it if you have to.
Here's why Superman's mouth looks weird in Justice League. So perhaps the biggest entertainment news.
Can you wait until after we're done with the show? read it, and I'll just finish the show.
I haven't even read it yet. I just got to the part where it says Snyder is making, where is it? Warner Brothers.
So we'll carry on this conversation next week when I do my show, and we're gonna end this show right now. So we will be back next week, same time, same place.
Then we'll be back on Monday.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and read the soundtrack.
I count all the days
till you would come back. I still was that.
Now you're missing what we used to have. Guess the vodka brought the feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath.